Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hi, welcome inside the podcast. Damian Woody has left the building, and so Rami joins me. Al is off. No, I was talking with Al over the weekend about a couple of things. Rami, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. A little tired. Very excited to get home and take a nap.
Yes.
These Mondays are just like the pits.
I had an interesting one because I actually was able to fall asleep. But then 1 o'clock came around and I was wide awake.
1 a.m.?
Yeah, 1 a.m., which is not terrible. Like, it was 1
o'clock.
What
time did you lay down?
Between 7 and 8.
That's not safe. You get...
Yeah.
Listen,
I got 5-plus hours. 5 hours, according
not
to my ring.
Great,
yeah.
But not horrible.
Right.
A lot better than the 90 minutes I got.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
And please. Then hosting a full show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only thing I would say about that is I knew I had Bob Wischersen coming on.
Right.
I texted him. I was outside last night, and I knew I had Damian Woody coming in. I'm like, you know, I haven't had Bob on yet this summer, or Iron Eagle. I'm like, I'm going to ask Bob, since he knows Damian Woody calls all the games. And so once he said yes... I'm like, all right, so that's 9. 6 o'clock's easy.
Right.
I know I got the 4 segments with CeeLo, and there was a ton that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, so that's, yeah.
Not hard. If it was tomorrow, it's a little different.
Although you have Yankees and Mets tonight, right? So you got the two local baseball teams.
Yeah, but the Mets, as much as I like, they're irrelevant.
Right, and it's the beginning of a new series coming off of a high with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now you're, you know, going out to
they're
California.
Playing the Angels.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
One watches it.
Yep, exactly.
So, but anyway, yes, very much looking forward to going home and going to sleep for a couple of hours. I was driving in, and I put 770 on for a little while. I had Tommy Lugauer on. He goes to break. I put Spotify on. I'm like, he's just tired of the, even though it's 1,000 songs, I'm like, I'm just not interested
in
this.
I agree. Sometimes I can't find a single song I like.
Right. So I went to, it was 770, and then 1010 went, whatever. And I heard them mention Israel.
Okay.
And I, when I hear Israel, I think of you now. What was it like growing up in Israel. So you were, you lived there for what ages?
Elementary school through high school.
So yeah.
So most of my childhood.
Yeah. Influential years.
Yes. And we were back and forth a lot, and my family didn't integrate as much as other families did, which is how we essentially ended up back here, because me and my siblings were moving back here for college and school and post school, jobs and all that stuff. So that part of it was interesting because we maintained a very American lifestyle while we were living there. Okay. So that was very different.
Before you go on, what's different? Like when you say the American lifestyle compared to an Israeli lifestyle, what's different?
It's a cultural thing that unless you're there, it's so hard to explain what that means. It is it's completely different. It's very rigid there. It's just there's two different paths that you're either someone who's there completely for Orthodox Jewish religious reasons, and that includes, you're going to yeshivas and schools for a very long time, throughout your 20s, a lot of people.
Ooh.
And then on the other side of it is you're there to serve the country, and which is also a Jewish reason. You're also there, but it's the other side of it, which is army services and serving the country itself, which is more kind of the government side of it.
Right.
Which then again, there's a draft. Everyone has to go to the draft. Everyone's drafted in the army. So it's kind of, there's kind of nothing in between where you're just finding your own path, finding a job you like, finding a career, figuring out if you want to be Orthodox and religious, or if you don't want, the paths are kind of chosen for you.
Interesting.
Yes, because that's kind of like how now that's not for everyone, because at the same time, there are Christians there, there are Arabs, there are Muslims. Like it is so diverse there. It is which people don't realize how diverse of a country it is until you're there. But within as a Jewish kid living there, there aren't that many paths to choose from. I wouldn't be doing this right now if I stayed there. You know what I mean?
Right. You're not working with Boomer and Geo Israeli style, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It just doesn't exist. Yeah.
So you say it's very diverse, but there's two paths. What path did you take then?
So that's the point. My parents kept me kind of in the middle where it was just like, hey, keep all your options open, which is more how kind of the country is as a whole, I would say.
Okay.
But less for someone who is coming from my background. My background as an Orthodox Jew who's moving to Israel, at a young age, that's what I mean when there were only two paths. So it was really just for us individually and for my friends. There were really only two paths that the people in my circles were going. The country as a whole, yes, extremely diverse. But the two paths were really kind of my circles.
Okay.
So
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So but the country as a whole is super diverse. There's tons of, but again, it's just so different culturally. We never fully, we never spoke Hebrew at home. We never.
English.
Yeah. We were fully English speaking at home.
Hmm.
It's just different. We'd come back, we'd spend the summers here. We'd usually come back and visit one time during the winter. So we played American sports. I didn't play basketball or soccer. I played football and baseball, American sports while I was there. So it's just so different as opposed to fully integrating into the Israeli culture and Israeli society, which is, it's a little bit European for sure. Their sports teams play in the EuroLeague and stuff like that. So it's definitely a little bit European, but it's also just harsher. They're tough. They're a little bit not so different than New Yorkers, that there's just an edge to everyone there.
Countrywide,
yes,
basically.
Countrywide. They just have an edge to them. But it's just, it's fast paced. It's tough. It's a crazy lifestyle.
And I'm not looking to get political at all.
No.
But I also know there's political issues, obviously, there. What was their fear? Meaning, crap's going on. And at any moment, you're basically on an island out there as a country. Were you aware of that as a kid? Like what living there was like, and what is it like now? I wonder for people, especially with the unsettled nature of the world right now.
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, it probably took me a few years before I fully understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I lived there through multiple wars, right? Where there were, where we were going into bomb shelters at certain times.
Wow,
where
no
a siren
kidding.
Goes off and you have to run into a bomb shelter. So
yeah.
I lived as a part of that. And it's so crazy for people from the outside who can't understand what it's like to be there, where when the war's going on, like I said, you're in the bomb shelter and it's you next to a Christian, next to a Muslim, next to a Jewish person. Like
No one cares at that point.
Everyone's together. Everyone's differences are put aside because it's like, hey, there are some terrible people out there who want to kill us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's all that matters. And like, you notice that more when you go to the same thing, when you go to the hospital, when you're down in certain areas, at the end of the day, everyone puts their differences aside. And it's a shame that it comes to that, but that's kind of how the world works. So once I got a little bit older, I was more aware of it. I think the scariest time was I was in school in Jerusalem, and there weren't bombs and stuff going on in between the countries. It was more, there were just random terrorist attacks for an extended period. It was just a string for like, I would say 2-3 months, where a couple times a week there were terrorist attacks in Jerusalem.
Hmm.
That was the scariest, because you could just be walking on the street.
Over a landmine.
No, it was stabbings. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. So like, you could just
be, random.
Yes. Random stabbings. And so that was terrifying, because that means that you're a target just by being there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just by existing. So that was the scariest. I was 18 when that happened, and that was terrifying. And my parents were there visiting when October 7th happened, which was the day that the attack on Israel, now 2023, 3 years ago, that started this whole war. I mean, that my parents were there for that. And they had to fly out in the middle of the night, basically, just run to the airport and hope that
the flight made it.
That the flight made it, exactly. Because all of a sudden, a war broke out in one day. And I remember being on the phone with them, like, what's going to happen? They're like, we don't know. We're just trying to get out. Like, we don't know what's going on, because I was here.
I remember, that's interesting you bring that up, because I remember they were showing the satellite images of the diverted flights away from Israel and Iran and all that area, basically, because you just didn't know when a missile was going to be. Just crazy stuff.
Yeah. So with my parents, they were in the bomb shelter in the airport, in the international Israeli airport. They were in the bomb shelter, which was like in the basement. And then they told people, hey, we're getting people. There's a flight. There's. We think there's going to be a break, but you have to get on the plane because we don't know when we're going to be able to take off.
They're
just sitting on the runway, and they hear sirens going off. So that means that there's going to be a missile. So, but you're exposed. You're on a plane
on
the runway.
You're a sitting duck.
You're a sitting duck, and they're like, if you get off this plane, we can't guarantee that you'll be able to get back on.
Yeah.
And my parents, luckily, they decided, okay, we'll just sit on the plane. And then they said there was no warning. You know, usually like, hey, we're taxiing.
It just went.
They just took off. Like, hey, we found a window. We're off. And they flew to Turkey, which is how they were able to get out eventually.
Wow.
Which was crazy. Yeah, they were able to get back home.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here. And my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape. We're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, bust weekly start sit advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
What took them so long to leave Israel? Because they live here full time right now.
Yes, they live in Baltimore.
Right. You had family here, did you still have family there too?
I have one aunt there. So
one aunt is she? That's it. She's the one.
Well, so my aunt's that my brother is there now. Also, like in a gap year though. He's young. He's a kid. Like he's 18, 19 years old. So, but yes, I have an aunt there. Who lives there with a couple of cousins and like.
But everyone else is here.
Everyone else is back.
So why did it take him so long after? Because I can only imagine when you're living. I can't imagine when you're living in a land of bomb shelters. At any moment, we're not just talking about another country attacking you. You're talking about another country trying to obliterate you.
Yes.
And your existence. Like, why in the hell would you stay an extra day there if you could get out?
If you ask my parents, what they would tell you is at least there, and this is what some people say, and I think this is crazy, but at least there you have an army. You have your own army that can fight back, right? There is an Israeli army. There is whereas they will argue that in Europe in the 1920s and 30s, we couldn't fight back. And the Jews were, 6 million Jews were killed because of that, because they weren't able to fight back. Whereas at least there, yes, there's anti-Semitism. Yes, there are people trying to obliterate you as a nation just because you're Jewish, but at least you have the ability to fight back. You have the ability to, like...
Yeah, I guess I was talking more about coming to this country.
Like, right.
Trying here, to get here as fast as you could.
I think for them, first of all, it's crazy because, like, it's not like every day was for 15 years, that was our lives, where it was just bomb shelters and chaos. It wasn't like that at all. Like,
so there was peace.
Yes. And especially where we lived, like, there was barely ever anything. Like, nothing ever happened. We lived in Beit Shemesh, which is, like, 35 minutes outside of Jerusalem.
Okay.
And it's just quiet residential area, like, and it's gorgeous. It's 75 degrees all year long. Other than the summer's really hot, but, like, it never gets colder than 75
degrees. Like, San Diego almost.
Yeah, pretty much, only it's the desert, so it's different. It's more like, I would say more like Arizona.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was just... It's a crazy existence, and my parents thought that for, you know, spiritual reasons, they believed that that was the place to be. I will say I was probably much more of a sheltered kid, even though I knew things and I was exposed to things and I still saw movies. We watched American sports. Like, I listened to this show, you know what I mean? But
in Israel?
Yeah. I mean,
you're kidding
me. I would go on the WFAN website and listen to the show.
How, like, would you even have known about it?
Because from being here, my father, you know, when we were here in the summers and when my father grew up here and my father would listen to it, and when we would come back, and when I was a kid, I remember listening to it on the way to school. And so I was, you know, I wanted to listen to it. And that's why I was telling Al last week. I mean, I listened to Bill Simmons in 2009. Like, because to me, there was no difference between listening to a podcast or you guys, because I was never really live anyway.
Right. That's how you were consuming this show.
Yeah, that's how I was consuming this show also. Although later, there obviously the technology got better. So once I was in high school, I was able to listen live. I don't know if it was radio.com or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I was able to listen live to this show. And then I started listening live every day on my own. But yeah, like, it's an incredible experience. You meet people from all over the world, because people from all over the world live there. You meet people from all different backgrounds, all different beliefs, all different religious beliefs. So it is an incredibly unique lifestyle, and in a way sheltered also, because it's just different. Like, every city is walkable. Like, half the people there don't have cars, right?
Is there a weight problem or no? Because it's such an active,
everyone there is skinny. Like, I rode my bike to and from school every single day. It's the same. It's similar to Italy, where, like, the food theoretically should make you fat, and yet the people who live there.
What is the food like in Israel? Like, Italy, obviously, I've been told the ingredients are so clean.
Yeah, Israel's not clean. It's just not. Okay. It's Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, which is, I mean, I love the food, but it's not clean. It's you know, it's a lot of, like, breads, and it's similar to Italy, where it's a lot of breads, a lot of different things. The only difference is, the main difference, they eat, like, their biggest meal during at lunchtime, and then dinner is light.
Yeah.
And so
I'm starting to see that too with me.
Breakfast is light, dinner's light, and then a big meal in the middle of the day.
So I've noticed, and I actually think part of why I didn't sleep well last night is I made a giant steak for the four of us, five of us. And I had broccoli with it, nothing crazy. But when you eat that very dense type of food, now I ate early. I ate it. I'm trying to eat really 3 hours before I lay down. The problem was it took longer to cook than I expected. And long story short, I probably ate at 6 o'clock. So I went to lay down at 8:15. It still felt, and it takes a long time. I can't eat that. I didn't go to bed. I should eat that at lunch.
Yeah.
And so my point is, when I look at, so I don't have the Oura ring, but I have the watch. When I look at my best night's sleep, it's amazing. Most of them was an incredibly light dinner, either three eggs, or even, I know it's not good for you, Cheerios with blueberries. It's just light.
Yeah.
And I sleep beautifully. Right. Then you just kind of confirm that.
Their dinners are usually, they have bread with every meal. So that's dead, like laffas, pitas, which are all like the Israeli breads, but also just like plain toast. But they'll have like dinners, like cottage cheese or some kind of light something and vegetables, and that's it. Like, it's really a light dinner and a heavy lunch.
Like, and that's countrywide, basically. That's like the custom.
Yes. If you go to like again, my high school where I dormed, and so they served us food, that's what they serve. They served us a heavy lunch and a light dinner. Wow. And the same thing with, like, I assume if you're in college there, it's the same thing where that's what they're, that's how it is. And, but it's also kind of like Italy where they take, or anywhere in Europe where they take a lunch break. You know what I mean? If you show up to a business and there's nobody
and it's
there.
Closed.
Yeah. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because they're
5 day work week or four.
It's five, but it's Sunday through Thursday.
Oh, that's
because Friday night, a lot of places are open on Fridays. So, like, you can go to businesses on Fridays, but a lot of people don't work on Fridays because Friday night is Shabbat. So Friday night, obviously, the entire country basically shuts down.
Interesting.
Obviously, there's a lot of secular Jews who live there and secular people and non-Jews who live there. So, yes, but Sunday is a regular day there. So
I'm trying to come up with right now in my head. Who has the craziest journey
to get here?
It's like from the standpoint of, all right, Joe Beningo was selling, I think it was tomato sauce. I believe. Yeah. I think he was a tomato sauce salesperson and a caller to the radio station, and his path is documented. When I think about Chris McMonagle, now our afternoon host, C-Mac is only here because he ran into guys in Vegas randomly.
Yeah, moose.
Which makes no sense. You know, I'm here only, well, I mean, I'm here. My uncle told me about this station when they first launched. I started listening and did everything I could to find my way here. You lived in Israel.
Yeah.
Listening on an app.
Yeah. I'd put my journey right up there.
So do I
think so. Because, and then even once I came back here, right, I was 19 years old. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I thought I was going to go to law school. A pandemic happened. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to law school.
What derailed that. So you were going to law school. You were going to be an attorney.
Correct.
Pandemic happens.
And
what
I got
made you change?
I needed a job quick. So I got a sales job. Okay. And I really started listening to the radio station a lot more. And I moved down to my parents in Baltimore during COVID. And I was like, I could really do whatever I want now. Like, let me just try and take some time because the world stopped.
Yeah.
And it made me think about it. So I reached out to Craig Carton. I sent him an email because when he came back, he said, hey, I want to help people get here. You know, I'm a changed person. Reach out to me. I emailed Craig. He emailed me back. He said, just find a job in the industry. I had a sales experience. I applied to a sales job in Baltimore. So I started at sales at Odyssey in Baltimore in 2021, in the spring of 2021. And then met Spike at one of Craig's comedy shows. In, I guess that was beginning of 2022, he's like, hey, you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to put the person in sales on air. So you got to start learning the other side of the business. So I gave back my commissions, gave up my sales job, started cutting tape on the overnights in Baltimore, learning from the bottom up.
Yeah, sure.
And that was my first experience down there. And then slowly, you know, after a year, I reached back out to Spike. I said, hey, I did what you told me. Do you have any opportunities in New York? And he was able to move me here.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a hell of a run.
Yeah, and now I'm here trying to still figure it out, but I'm happy to be on this show.
Yeah, no, and, you know, from this show, opportunities you would think will occur.
Yeah.
The only thing that's a shame is the shrinking business.
Yes.
You know,
it's weird because it's expanding and shrinking at the same time.
Yeah, there are so like I did this on Al was asking me last week when it was one of those, you know, message Al questions.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, what do you tell someone that wants to get into this? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I said start a YouTube channel and gain some experience because I don't know what sports radio is going to be in 10 years. Yet we're still going pretty strong, at least at this station. It's just we're so scaled down now. It's hard to say, like, if someone wants to work here now, I don't know what the path is any longer. Whereas 10 years ago, it was a blueprint, you know? But you're right. It's expanding and shrinking all in one.
Right.
Like, we're eating each other.
It's crazy because I talk to the guys here, and I think I'm one of the only ones here now who hasn't interned here. Like, when you think about it, most of the guys behind the scenes and on air started off as interns here, and I came from a totally different path. But that was part of it. I did my own podcast. I was putting out a ton of content on social media, just trying to get someone to notice me. And then ultimately, it was a few emails that I sent and sending my work to other people that ultimately they saw it and decided that I guess they liked it.
And that's an interesting point, too, for those people out there, for whatever you want to get into. You actually have to take a step on your own and
100%.
Reach out to people.
Yeah.
you know, communication, relationships, all that stuff.
And I've reached out to tons of people, and I'm lucky that, you know, Craig and Spike were kind enough to reach back out to me, but I reached out to everyone and I didn't get responses from most people, 99.9% of people in this industry and you know, people here, but that's just how it is. It's tough. And then, you know, I got lucky that and they didn't hand me jobs just because I reached out to them. They made me pursue it. Like, yeah, they kind of pointed me in the direction. Craig said, hey, get your foot in the door. I don't care if you're the janitor, get your foot in the door. And then Spike was like, hey, learn how to do this side of the business. And then we'll see where we are a year from now. So those were kind
of worked out.
Yeah. And it's working out so far. And I'm like, I love it. And I told Al, and for me, this is maybe I'm naive still. If it all ended tomorrow, I would be like, hey, this was an awesome experience. I got paid to do something that I love and it's really fun. And okay, maybe I'll have to find something new, but if it all ended tomorrow, it'd all have been worth it.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, this was informative.
Yeah, I wish I could kind of explain it better. I'm not the right person for life in Israel, but
I was just curious as a kid what it was like.
Yeah, no, but I know already there are people who are very passionate and probably could, you know, would...
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and 3 gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
On all sides of the aisle would tell me, oh, you got this wrong or that wrong. And that's okay. I'm just giving you my experience.
I'm not, and that's where I said this isn't politics. I'm not getting into Iran and what's going on. And I just was curious what it was like growing up with the uncertainty of knowing if there's a tomorrow.
Yeah. But again, I wouldn't trade that because I think part of what makes me who I am is that experience. Not just that experience, but meeting so many different people and just expanding my mind and my horizon, being open to so many different things. Sure. And, you know, every time we flew back and forth, we'd stop somewhere in Europe on the way, a stopover. And then even if it was only for a day or two, because that's how we
planned to stop. You saw a lot of different places.
I saw different things. I saw London and Paris and Italy, like, just because those were stopovers.
Right.
And, like, I think I just learned so much just and learn how to interact with different people and see that there are different mindsets out there and people come from different backgrounds, and making you more resilient. Having to pick up and learn a new language when you're 6 years old and learn a new culture, a new style, new people makes you very resilient. I don't know if I'd be, because this business requires resilience, I don't know if I'd be as resilient as I am if I didn't grow up there.
I would think you could probably take criticism better than most.
Oh,
because this is like child's play compared to probably the stuff you feared growing up to some degree.
Oh, for sure. Yes, I can definitely. Yeah, I definitely can do that.
Johnny45 telling you suck on social media.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or even hear the jokes. And I know it's all in good fun here, but when we're slinging arrows at each other on this show, it rolls off my shoulder.
It's not exactly a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Get a good nap.
Yes, I plan to. And I will be back here tomorrow with Gio. And CeeLo. Is Connor with us again tomorrow?
Connor will be with us all week.
So you and Connor apparently will co-host with CeeLo tomorrow morning.
We'll figure it out. That was funny.
You were serious?
Yeah.
We were serious.
Yes.
All right, you got to see you, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See ya! Not getting better at it.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniontcareers.com and start building your future today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.